On the corner of West Pensacola and Dupree, you can find groups of people scattered about at all times of the day. What looks like a busy street corner is really an outpour of homeless individuals from a building further up the road. Tucked behind large hedges and warehouses is the Kearney Center, an emergency shelter for adults dealing with homelessness. Inside, the carpet flooring, soothing colors, and friendly receptionists may fool you into thinking you've entered a resort. But as the line of homeless people starts forming out the door, it becomes apparent the state-of-the-art building is part of a larger operation.
Everybody thinks that we got it made because we're better than them. We don't.
One of the people in that line is Angel. He's a resident at the Kearney Center who also volunteers and works there. Angel's an example of the diverse people who are classified as homeless. He is a veteran with a degree from Syracuse University. He says anyone is susceptible to becoming homeless.
We all going to go through the same thing as people who's not a veteran. Mm-hmm. You know, you got people who's not a veteran, they struggle just like anybody do.
He and his wife have been in and out of the Kearney Center for 3 years. They originally came to Tallahassee to live with his daughter before moving to the center, where they got help finding a home last year. But due to its poor condition, they returned to the center to work on getting into a better home. He says that's one reason he's so grateful for the Kearney Center.
Well, it's hard for anybody being homeless. Because the street, you're going to sleep in the street, you ain't going to have nowhere to sleep in the street. They got to look at it. Out there in the streets, there's a lot of things that are going on, you know. If you sleep in the bushes, you're going to have problems. So it's better that these people here that open their hand to help us to get on our feet. Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
At its core, the Kearney Center is a transitional program that tries to help people find more stable living conditions. Kearney Center Director Jacob Ryder explains what services the facility provides to ensure that.
We have case managers who work with individuals on attaining more stable housing. We also have 3 meals a day. It's actually over 900 meals a day we serve. We have a clinic operation, so we have nurses in the evening to provide basic medical services, helping fill prescription medications, help people get better, addressing their health concerns. We actually just added a dental office, so we're now providing dental services.
In recent years, demand for those services has increased, along with the rising number of homeless individuals in the Big Bend region.
When we opened 3 years ago, we were averaging maybe 220 people per night. Right now, we're averaging 375 people a night.
The Big Bend Continuum of Care is a nonprofit organization that focuses on creating a network of agencies across the region to advocate for the homeless. Their yearly homeless count, which is a large volunteer effort that tries to track down homeless individuals across the region in the span of a single night, has shown yearly increases in homelessness over the past 5 years. But the most recent count revealed a decrease. Around 900 homeless individuals were recorded, 100 fewer than last year. But Raquel Wells, who aggregates data for the Big Bend Continuum of Care's homeless count, says the decrease is due to a change in classification standards.
In previous years, though, we've done a way more in-depth assessment. It really goes into much more sensitive questions, you know, asking things about, do you rely on, you know, do you do certain things for money, you know, things like that. Just really uncomfortable in a sense. And so we were finding that that survey was taking folks 20, 30 minutes a person to do. And so we kind of trimmed it down a bunch and just stuck to the HUD requirements and a couple more questions that we wanted to know for our COC.
Aligning survey questions and standards to those of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development eliminated many people who would have been classified as homeless in previous years. On top of this, the county experienced a large number of rejections, along with only 3 of the 8 counties in the Big Bend participating this year, creating many overlooked outliers. One of those overlooked homeless subgroups, Wells stresses, is families.
Families are kind of the homeless group that you don't really see. You know, they're not the guy in the corner, you know, that everyone sees and stereotypes as being homeless. You know, they're the ones that are in sheltered places, they're bunked up, they're in their cars, you just don't see it as much. However, our numbers are showing something different because we do have a family emergency shelter here, and they are almost always at capacity. So that does indicate to us that we have an issue with family homelessness here.
Of the many homeless subgroups reported in the count, families experiencing homelessness in the Big Bend region were the only group that mimicked the fluctuating total homeless numbers. Wells says the relationship between family homelessness and total homelessness is no coincidence.
The majority of folks that are experiencing homelessness are not actually individuals, they're family and children. They make up, I want to say nationwide, the number somewhere around 60% of homeless individuals, homeless populations.
The increase in homeless families has created a movement, with several outreach programs forming in Leon County that address the ongoing rise. For WFSU News, I'm Andrew Quintana.